Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem Hei today, and we start on the very top line with Siv Ches. We're dealing with writing on Chol HaMoed. And the Mechaber tells us, Mishu Sholchu Lishol Mimenu She'ela. If somebody is a Rav, let's say he's asked the question on Chol HaMoed, and the shliach comes and says, you know, such and such a town over here asked this question to the Rav, Ve'en HaShliach Rotsu L'sakev Ad HaHar HaMoed. And they're looking for a written tshuva back, but it's the second day of Chol HaMoed. He doesn't want to hang around in this town to wait till the Rav writes the tshuva after Chol HaMoed, after Yontif is over, and take it back then. He wants to get home for Yontif to his family. So in this situation, Ein HaShliach Rotsu L'sakev Ad HaHar HaMoed, when the shliach doesn't want to hang out in that town, Mutar L'kol. So the Rav has the right to go and write the tshuva to tell them what to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Mem Hei, Afilu Imhi Shalol Tzorach HaMoed. Even if this tshuva has nothing to do with Yontif, they're asking a tshuva about general, about Chinuch HaBanim, to build a yeshiva, to build a mikvah, something that has nothing to do with Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, he's allowed to write it down. Pen Lo Yimtso Achar Kach Ayidei Mila Sholcha. Because it's possible that if this shaliach goes back home and he says, okay, we'll send it with another shaliach, there may be nobody going from this town where the Rav lives to that town where the question was asked, and therefore they won't get the answer. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, if the Rav who's giving the tshuva over here is concerned, that he won't have time to write the tshuva after the yontif. Let's say he knows there's a shliach going. There's a regular UPS route. There's a regular FedEx. So he knows that there'll be somebody that can take it. Nevertheless, Chelus with tshuvas from the Mabit, the great Mabit, says, you're allowed to go and write it now. Because he says it's a dover aved. Both by you, Etzlecha, and Gam Etzli, both for the people that are waiting for the tshuva, and as well for him. He says, Ulai lo yeh penai achar chag. Maybe he won't have time after the yontif. Now he has time. It's possible that many shaylos will come up afterwards, and he won't have an opportunity then, and it will be delayed to getting the people results. So he says it's a davar ovid, and you will be allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein mutu lahatika, you likewise and go copy it, mimeichach shakashav davar ovid. I mean, if you could tell him the answer, you'd be allowed to go and copy it down, because this would be considered otherwise a davar ovid. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Memvav explains, Shishar etzlo hatoka kidei shlo yishkachena. He's allowed to write it down, so he has a copy of it, so in case a future question is asked, or in case something happens and they don't receive it, he already has it written out, so you'd allowed to make a copy of it as well. Sif test, the Mechaber writes, Vim shoma davar chidush. The person hears a chidush in Torah. Muta lekosvo, you're allowed to write it down on Chol HaMoed, kidei shelo yishkach, in order that you shouldn't forget it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Hu Adin, the same halach applies that you'd be allowed to write it down, the muta lishmo lechatchila, kidei lekosvo. Don't think, or maybe don't go to a shir because you can hear chidushim and you don't want to write it down, so then don't go. No, the answer is you're allowed to go to the shir and you're allowed lechatchila to write down these chidushim, gamin chiluk, benim shoma chidush me'acher, and there's no difference whether somebody else said the chidush and say, oh, what a chidush, I got to write it down, or he was listening to the shir, or he was learning, and he said, wow, I just thought of this great idea. The harbe zimnin, because many times, a person tends to forget. Sometimes you thought of a great thing, and then later that night you're trying to remember it, so you forget what your chiddush was. And sometimes you just can't bring it back. You know, on a personal note, I'm sometimes learning something during the week. I say, oh, this would be a great drasha to say on Shabbos, in the Shabbos drasha. And then if I don't write it down right then and there, or I make myself a mark, I know I learned something yesterday that I said would be great for the drasha, but I don't remember what it is. So therefore, a person is allowed to write this down, even on Chol HaMoed. And even, v'afilu below tam shilcha, the guy has a photographic memory, and he's not going to forget, and he'll remember exactly. Nevertheless, kivin shibchol eis v'rega, mutal ala odom, lamo b'torah. Since there's an obligation for a person to learn, v'yizva yom v'layla, a person should be spending every second in learning. And that includes l'chadish bo kifi yicholta. Every person on his level is also supposed to try to make chidushim in Torah. So ein shaych lomar yamtin arach yomtiv. Therefore, this doesn't apply that you should wait till after yomtiv to write your things down. V'oz yichtov achidish. Because the osus man yelov chiyuv acher. Because after yomtiv, you now have new chiyuv to go and learn. And the chiyuv that you had on Chol HaMoed, what are you going to do with that? So after yomtiv is over, you're going to start writing down your chidushim Chol HaMoed. So now you're being mevatel, so to say, your Torah of writing down chidushim after yomtiv. And if you delayed writing down your chidushim, shalom b'soch hamoid, that you thought about and learned on chol hamoid, you'd start lumod shenis. You're going to have to chazer it over. Mashalomot kvar, what you learned previously. Now chazor is wonderful. And you'll remind yourself what you learned. However, that's going to prevent you from having additional limudim. Now, if you'd written it down on chol hamoid, you'll have remembered it, and you'll have it there, and you can much more quickly get it back and not spend so much time on reminding yourself or reacquiring that chiddush and spend more time on making new chiddushim. And there's nothing greater than this being called the davar ovid, that you have to spend time reacquiring your chiddush. The issue foot number 35 brings that ochein. Therefore, linyan sidur chiddushei Torah shekosim etzlo mikvar. So if a person has his notes that he's written from, let's say, all during the shiurs that he's given during the year, and now it's chol hamoed and he wants to arrange them and put them into a nice format, so he wants to now put them into a seder nacha. He wants to format them for maybe publication. So there the chayyadim says, that's also lasus kemoed. That's not called bittel. That's not a dover aved. That is something you'll do some other time. Don't write them down and arrange them on chol hamoed. And he says, Hagos chidushim shekosim mikvar, and redacting chidushim that you've already written, or notes that you've already written, something similar to that. So Hagon revise wrote that in the same Sefer HaSefer as Yikarim that we mentioned many times, in the name of the Stechem, it says, Os lasus kein b'moid. You're likewise not allowed to do that on chol hamoed. However, in Medea, Shem lo yatikim b'moid, li'elo p'nai lasu zos b'zman achar. However, if you don't do this and it's going to cause a loss, you're not going to have time afterwards to do it and it's going to be lost, then it is a davar ovid as well. Furthermore, Mishu wrote to lichtov b'chdei she'is baru lo halimud. Sometimes when you write something down, it clarifies it for you. When you think you know something, if you can't explain it to somebody else, you really don't know it well. So sometimes you need to write it down to, you know, put it on pen and paper. It really makes it sometimes clearer. And therefore, by writing it down, you're going to know it better. So the Chazon Ish says, don't say that's like, oh, a prevention of making money, which is not allowed. But no, this is an actual dover of it. If you can clarify it and make it clear for yourself, so then that's a dover of it, and you'd be allowed to write it down on chol hamoed as well. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Ve'idu ala Bach Zal. The Mishnah Berurah says that they testified about the great Bach, the father-in-law of the Taz. Shekosev chibur b'chol hamoed. He would write down his chidushim. He wrote his svarim, including on chol hamoed. However, Mishbur says, Mikomokum Yizar Bksivas Chidushov. One has to be careful when he's writing down his Chidushim, Shiichtov Ksivas Mishita. You shouldn't use the fancy type of print, you should use this narrow letter type of print. But if you have to write the more block square print, Yichtov Oshov, then you should try to break the letter a little bit, which we said is a Shinoi, and as we explained previously, the Chanal. So if it's at all possible not to write beautiful calligraphy type block print, so then that would be preferable. Mishbur then says, in Sivkot Memches, was Mutal Kosul Kadeshul Yishkach. So he said, if you hear this Kiddush, you're allowed to write it down. So the Mishbur says, V'cheshbon Hatkufos. However, making calculations in terms of the Zmanim for the calendar, also looked up, that you shouldn't do. That's not something that you're going to forget about, and there's no reason to write it down. Sefer at Sorech Lo B'moe, the Limud, if you have a Sefer in front of you that you need to learn on Chol Hamoed, Mutal Lesakin Lichoch B'Yatzmo, you'd be allowed to go fix that up and bind it and do all sorts of things with it in order that it's usable. B'Kosh Kein, Ayde Akam, and certainly to ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you, that certainly would be allowed to have a Dover Ovid, because if you don't learn from this Sefer, it's going to be a Dover Ovid. However, I will also Lesakin Kuntris, but you're not allowed to go and just make notebooks, Kidei Lichtov Alov Achar Moed, that you'll have plenty of writing materials after Chol Hamoed. Because of Achronim, the Achronim write, anything that you're allowed to write down, if you're allowed to write it down, so then not only are you allowed to go and write it down, but if you don't have the ink, if you don't have the pen, if you don't have all the necessities to go and write it down, those are also permissible to go and make. However, to go and make lines, etch in lines, they didn't have a lined paper like we do, so they would make lines, grooves in the paper, so they could write on a straight line. So that, he says, Nistapik Bel Yerab. Bel Yerab is not sure if you're allowed to do that. However, Lekha Kemach says you're not allowed to. Oser Bezeh, Mimnei Shasirtut Barak Liyifu Eksiva. Because that's not going to cause you to lose anything. That's not a Dover Ovid. It just won't be as pretty. So to make it just as pretty, I'm not allowed to do that. However, betfilin mezuzos, he says that you're allowed to do. Rak betfilin mezuzos, she efsho b'lav hachi. You must have sirut by tefillin and mezuzos. So therefore, the also below there, a tefillin and mezuzos are in kosher without sirutut. So then, shari. So there, it's allowed, because there, it's not just for beautification. There, it's an essential part of the mitzvah. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'chein imro a sefer mechudosh. If you see a brand new sefer, mutar latiko, you'll have to copy it down. So they didn't have the printing presses and the multiple abilities to buy svarim. So if there was a handwritten sefer, so that was the only copy. So if you want to write down something for that sefer and copy it over because you don't have a chance to keep the sefer, the person who has the sefer is moving away, going away, and you want to write down some of the sections of it, you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed as well. Assuming the guy won't be here after Chol HaMoed. If he'll still be here after Chol HaMoed, so better to do it after Chol HaMoed, because then it's not a Dover Ovid, because he'll still be here after Chol HaMoed. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Donin bein dinei mamonos bein dinei nefoshos. Judges are allowed to judge, adjudicate laws, dinim, on both monetary as well as capital crimes on Chol HaMoed. Umishamtin, and they're allowed to put somebody into Shamta. They're allowed to excommunicate somebody, put them into Shamta. Umakin, or they're allowed to give Malkus. In the days when they would excommunicate people and give Malkus, they'd be allowed to do this. Lamishalo kibal lova din. If somebody didn't accept the din, they could give them Malkus Mardu, so they could put him in an excommunication. If they didn't accept the Psak and the Rabbanim, so that would be a normal thing that you would do the rest of the year. You're even allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Memtes, Rosh Lomer, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is the Moed lo heavy kamo Shabbos and Yontif, that Chol HaMoed is different than Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Osur Lodun, you're not allowed to go and judge, but on those days on Shabbos and Yontif, Afilu Nisrat Sushtem. Even if both parties say, yeah, we're willing to go to the courts, not allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yontif. However, on Chol HaMoed, Ubezeh Shari, you're allowed to go and adjudicate both monetary and capital cases. If both parties are willing to do so, if they're not willing to do so then you don't force them to go on Chol HaMoed, but if both parties are willing to, the judges are willing to, then you're allowed to. The ilu lichbos, but to force them, lefam ein yachol lochkof lebaldin shavu benisa v'tishrei. You can't necessarily force them to come during the months of Nisan and Tishrei to go and have it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Pesach, respectively. Kedisa shochin choshin mishpat sivin hey. You can't necessarily force them to come during those times, so therefore you can't make somebody go and have their case adjudicated on Chol HaMoed Sukkos for Pesach. But if you wish to, both parties wish to, and the judges are willing to, then it's heter, you're allowed to, as opposed to Shabbos and Yontif when it's not allowed. Mr. Boris Sivkot Nun says that you can even judge Dinei Nefashos. HaMechaber Hetik Loshen HaBraisa, the Mechaber is quoting here the language of the Braisa. Obviously it's talking about when they had capital cases. 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, they stopped doing capital cases. Nebuch, because there were so many capital cases, so they just stopped doing them. The ability of Basin to give a capital punishment stopped at that point in time and hasn't returned till this day. As it's Hashem, Meir Yomeinu today, Mashiach is going to come, so then we'll have the ability to have the Beis Din, a Sanhedrin, and go and give capital cases again. In those days, and as it's Hashem, Meir Yomeinu, with the coming of Mashiach, and we say Ashiva Shovtenu Kavrishonot, which we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei multiple times, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the judges the way that they were, so they can judge capital cases as needed, and that's a chiv on the Beis Din, ubiyarto harami kibecha. The Beis Din wants to eradicate the evil, the wickedness from amongst us, and that's including judging capital cases. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simen, Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mutor Likbol. You're allowed to go and have complaints lodged. They would go to the Beis Medrash and lodge complaints, Bishul Chavosav, about a person who didn't pay his debts to you on Chol HaMoed. So you'd be allowed to go and do this on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Aleph, Hainu Beis HaKnesses. They would go to the shul and lodge these formal complaints, and this is discussed elsewhere, Ayin La'el and Simon Tov Kuf Lametes, Sif Gimel, in the Haggah, in the Ramah over there. Just to remind yourself, the Ramah said over there, Mutul Likbo B'Mishpat B'Shul Chavosav V'Mutam Litvoa. He brought down for the Mordechai that you're allowed to go and lodge these formal complaints, which the Mishnah Berurah had said over there, the Chovos HaMutam Litvoa B'Chol HaMoed, those debts which you're allowed to go and collect on Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to go on Chol HaMoed, Afnei Arko Shalakim, even in front of the Geisha courts, to lodge your complaint if you're not able to do it in the Jewish courts. Although the Mishnah Berurah said there that you're only allowed to do this oral arguments, but you shouldn't do documents unless it's absolutely going to be a Dovra Ovid. And then it would be preferable to do it via a non-Jewish person to write the documents rather than a Jewish person. So it's a relatively short shiur today. With this, we conclude Sivan Tov Kuf Mem Hei and today's shiur. For those that are listening to this, in the time that I'm dictating it, which is right before we're being Messiahim, the beautiful Daf Yomi Maseches of Erevin. So I invite people to join me again, always on my Daf Yomi, which is available on YU Torah. The Mishnah Berurah Shiurim are available on OU Torah. My Daf Yomi is available on YU Torah. Just go plug in my name on YU Torah, and please feel free to join me in the Daf Yomi as well. We're starting, Mitzvah Hashem, Maseches Pesachim, which is a beautiful Masechta, this coming Monday on November 23rd. For those that are hearing this in the proper time, you're going to say this is a couple of months after I'm dictating this, and you're welcome to join us then. We'll be in the middle of Maseches Pesachim, and Mitzvah Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful day.